This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, another experience in understanding your health and well-being. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is an expert in all things medical, does lots of research, runs a cardiological practice, a clinic down in Mardora, Florida, Lake Cardiology. He's the man in the know and on the go. So each week he tears apart a half a dozen of the medical journals to present to you the most impactful information, that is, as he decides what he's going to tell us. It's the reason he tells us is because it has all these stories have some really strong impact on our lives, on our health, on our well-being. So this is something that I have, the first study we're looking at, Ken, I've philosophized on this a lot, how important touching is to being healthy. The physical touch that people have with one another, the loving touch, the caring touch, but no matter how you look at it, this is something that has great, and this sort of digs deeper into the whole business about the spirit-mind-body connection, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Doug, this is great information that comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Science this week. This is new research that shows that holding your loved one's hand when they are in pain will comfort them and cause your brain waves to synchronize.
So what do we, how, if we dig into that, because you're somebody who is very much a believer in all of the work that you do is based on evidence. You like to refer to yourself as an evidence-based doctor. A lot of the things that some doctors come up with, people take shots at it because it isn't necessarily based on some sort of formalized study. But in this circumstance, this could be considered out of the box, except that it's been studied now because people are giving it more credibility, whereas 30, 40 years ago when you were in school, I bet people would have laughed at this.
Absolutely. That's true. A lot of the emotional issues about impact on health were poo-pooed, definitely.
Yeah.
Stress,
right.
Mental stress, big poo-poo.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And we learn. We continue to learn.
Yep. So it's not always smart, and I don't say this to you, I'm just saying in general.
Keep an open mind.
Stuff. Absolutely. You've got to keep an open mind to stuff. But touching your loved ones, people that you're, not only those who are sick, but people who you want to have a connection with. If you want to, there's nothing more powerful. In my experience, in my life, the most exciting moments, the most wonderful moments have been when I was holding the hand of somebody that I loved. Whether it was a woman that I was madly in love with, or when I'm walking along, Megan and I will be walking with Miles, and he'll reach up and grab his mother's hand and my hand.
And they weren't even in pain.
No, it's just a thrilling, and it does such wonders for their security. Yeah, so it isn't just about pain, but in this case, the study was specifically about pain and brainwaves, but there is a benefit to touching no matter how you slice it. So, and I'm thinking that in this movie that we've been talking about that's out, Wrinkles in Time, I'm going to bet that there's some of this kind of philosophy that'll be in that movie. So
reach out and touch someone who wants to be touched.
Yep. There you go. All right. We have a definition. Can we go through a couple of definitions here for the benefit of people who want to know what the difference is between a primary care doctor, a specialist, the different levels? Remember I said to you that in order to get a reference for a knee MRI, I had to get my primary care doctor to tell the doctors at UCLA that I needed to have my knee. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but let's go through the different types of doctors and how they are described. Can we do that?
Sure.
For the benefit of those who want to understand this next study.
Sure. A primary care physician is the physician who you usually go to first for routine care. They're kind of like a department store. They take care of just about everything routine, and often there are issues that come up that the generalist can't take care of, and they need more expert help with some of the specialized issues, and then they refer out to the specialists. And those are doctors who know a lot about a little, instead of the generalists who know a little bit about a lot.
Would you consider this to be the old days reference to general practitioners? Is a primary care doctor the same as a GP?
Yes, it's a little bit more of a trained GP.
Mm-hmm. All right. And are there more people coming out of medical school that are practicing this, or are there more people coming out of medical school that are just going for a specialty?
Well, there are probably not enough people who are going into primary care, and there are probably a little more of an interest in specialists, but this has been a forever issue, and there's forever a concern to make primary care more appealing to most physicians.
As the healthcare industry affected by health insurance, we at first were speculating that a lot of people wouldn't go into general practitioners because there wasn't the kind of reimbursement as there is for specialized fields. Is that still the case, or has the whole business of national health care sort of quieted down and people now want to go back to being to getting into medical?
Well, there still is a difference in earnings between specialists and generalists, but it's not as steep as it was when I started 30 years ago. So, and again, it attracts different people, and the training is not as long when you become a primary care physician. So there's attractiveness to getting into it quicker. So, you know, it's a lot of different issues, and it's a little bit of a different lifestyle. And fortunately, there are many different types of people that get into medicine and have different interests. If we were all the same, it would be pretty boring.
I certainly would. Ooh. All right. So, the primary care doctor study on type 2 diabetes and how to handle it. This is something that looks like it has, there are more and more people that you see all the time have diabetes, right?
Absolutely. This is important stuff. This was published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The American College of Physicians, this is an illustrious group that represents primary care in America, has issued new guidelines on managing type 2 diabetes. Remember, this is the kind that usually occurs in obese people who make too much insulin as opposed to not any. And this includes relaxing the long-term blood sugar target. It's called hemoglobin A1C. A1C is a blood test, Doug, that gives doctors an estimate of your blood sugar level average over the past few months. For most adults, the American Diabetes Association recommends a target A1C of below 7%. This goal may be altered based on individual circumstances. However, the new American College of Physicians guidance suggests that A1C should be between 7 and 8% for most adults with type 2 diabetes. For adults who achieve an A1C below 6.5%, the group suggests stepping down diabetes treatment to keep that level from going even lower. So it's a little bit easier to be a type 2 diabetic these days than it was last week.
Oh, how relaxing. Come on. It's what you eat. Sometimes it's hereditary, but more it's how you eat and live, isn't it? It causes type 2 diabetes.
What you can really do here is limit or avoid the white flour products, and after the doctor says it's okay, get to the gym and do aerobics and strength training so you're down to ideal body weight. The way to avoid all this havoc is to stay at ideal body weight.
Yep. All right, there you go. Or within a few pounds of it one way or another, but
as close as possible, because the diabetes, the problem is it increases the risk of heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, eye issues, just head to toe. Your limbs not working well, having funny sensations, we call neuropathies, just head to toe, the circulation not working well, and everything just stops being as good as it should be. The kidneys, you name it, the organs affected.
All right. So there's more great advice from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 15 past the hour. Another good way for you to enjoy health and your well-being. It seems to be an underscore. Certain companies do certain things that are certainly good for you. And among that group of, that exclusive group of companies is Purity. P-U-R-I-T-Y. Purity Products. They have intelligent nutritional solutions for a lot of things that will keep you from going off the deep end, if you will. And this Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, certainly a great example of that. Makes a big difference in everybody's life who gets in on it. And the people at Purity know that. That's why they're offering you the opportunity to make Dr. Ken and other doctors very happy with you. Get on board. Try it for the first month free. 800-355-1493. This is how it works. Fish oil, which is part of this, the Omega 50 Plus has krill oil and fish oil in it. Now, we know that it's better to eat the right fishes and things, but you can't always do that. So this gives you the leg up so that you always have enough in your system. Purity Products, it's not just fish oil and it's not just krill oil, it's both of them. And now it's free. Pay the shipping and claim your bottle at 800-355-1493. Fish oil is so good for your IQ, too. It's good for everything. Think about it and then take action. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? All Revlon cosmetics are buy one, get one 50% off. Plus, Cadbury Mini Eggs and Hershey's Easter Kisses Eggs and Miniatures are buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weekly ad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so let's get into, we're all set, we're okay. Processed foods and the connection to them and certain cancers. There's a study out that will connect the dots there. What do we know? What do we need to know?
Exactly. British Medical Journal, people who consume, Doug, mostly packaged foods and drinks with lots of unpronounceable ingredients may be more likely to develop certain cancers than people who subsist mostly on whole foods found in nature. Amazingly, in this study, if you increased by 10% the amount of processed foods in your diet, you increased the level by 10% that you'd get any cancer. Amazing.
All right, so under the circumstances, under no condition, if you look at the labels of it, you're smart enough to be reading labels and you don't know what the product is. If you can't pronounce it or you don't know what it is, then don't buy it. That's a rule of thumb, right?
Going as close to the ground where it was planted as possible.
Yeah, right. No more eating any of that stuff. All right, so words to the wise. We are sufficiently indoctrinating you into thinking well about yourself as we think about health and well-being here on Good Day Health.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Check out our podcast every week with Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. Lots of this information gets synthesized, packaged together, so it's a little tighter, not so much conversation, but you get the gist of the info, and that's what good podcasts are all about. So that's at gooddayhealthshow.com where the podcast is. We're going through a list of Ken's research this week from the various journals, the various medical academies that do work, and we're talking about how eating things that you don't know, if you eat stuff and you don't know what it is, don't eat it, because it could cause all kinds of things. I had a conversation with one of my very good friends in life, who happens to be my state rep from Framingham, my hometown, is going through a horrible time with a cancer that's very aggressive. He's been knocked down 3 times and come up 3 times, but I went into the hospital to see him the other day, and he looked awful. And it just really breaks my heart to see, you know, he's not an abusive guy. He says he did a lot of stupid stuff when he was younger, but he quit it by the time he was 19. There is stuff, you know, you want. He likes a glass of wine, and he likes a piece of steak. But I don't know that that in and of itself kills you, but I'll tell you something. When you see anybody, you're close to somebody in your family or someone that you love and care about, and you see them suffering these sorts of things, some of them, it's tough to avoid them because it just is. But sometimes, you know, there are studies on top of studies, Ken, that suggest that stress and not eating the right things and, you know, the stuff, living in a high-risk area, all of these things can bring about certain types of cancers. So we have so much more of it around now. It's an epidemic than ever was the case. And it's because of what we're, our stress level, what we're exposed to, the toxins, the stuff we eat. And but I held these thoughts for him because he's such a wonderful guy. And you don't like to see him suffering, and he's just miserable. I can see him there trying to come up with a way to get his white blood cell count to where it needs to be so he can have a bone marrow transplant. And I think that might take care of it, but he's done some really extraordinary, taken extraordinary measures and still haven't knocked this thing down. Because some of these cancers, as you know, can be very aggressive.
Yes, that's a sad story.
Yeah, it is. All right, next item here. If you drink a lot, you're going to have dementia, and you're going to get it a whole lot sooner, it would look like. That's what I'm getting out of this. What do you get out of it?
Exactly. This is something that you can prevent. People are usually most concerned in their life about getting dementia. This comes out of Lancet Public Health. Doug, that heavy drinkers may be more likely than other adults to develop dementia, especially in middle age. Chronic heavy drinking is the most important modifiable risk factor for dementia onset in both genders and remains so after controlling for all known risk factors for dementia onset.
What would be the reason for that? Is it the alcohol itself? Is it the sugar in the drink? Why do you think that this is worse than drinking tea, for example, for your brain?
It's just really not well known. I think there are some things in alcohol that in excess become toxins and just destroy the brain material itself.
Yeah, like some of the things that you, again, back to what you eat, what you put in your body, they're not, what you smoke, you know, that kind of stuff.
In moderation, 0 to 1 serving a day for women, 1 to 2 servings a day for men, but when you get beyond that, it becomes a toxin, a poison.
Yeah, and it'll do you in. So word again to the wise, don't be drinking. Have a little drink here and there, but overdoing it, you just, unless you want to depart early, that's the great way to do it, is follow that the advice to drink a lot. 28 after the hour.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
And participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people, every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My grandchildren got involved in an effort to discourage texting while driving, and their campaign attracted enough attention to be quite effective in their community. But in Washington State and other places, governments are moving well beyond awareness efforts and making certain driving habits a crime. You can't even talk on hands-free devices unless you can activate them with the minimal use of a finger. They're about to adopt similar criminal penalties for distracted walking. Freedom-loving citizens ought to look through the lens of liberty and think about how many rules now govern every aspect of their lives. Community awareness efforts like my grandchildren's make people aware of potential danger without sending them to jail. We may be so distracted by all these little rules that we forget the important ones.
For more, check out our podcast at Lens of... You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extending your knowledge as it comes to your health and well-being, this is the Good Day Health Hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Dr. Doug Steffen. One of us has a license, one of us doesn't. You figure out which one you think is the person who has the license and which one doesn't. Although I've been pretty good lately, Ken, about not necessarily prescribing too much. I have my thoughts on things that are good, but not always. You know, I've been able to curb my enthusiasm.
The governor doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it at all. Okay, next on the overview of information from the proceedings of the various academies and the journals and that sort of thing, a focus on opioids. There isn't a week that goes by these days that we don't have some information about opioids, and this one is very important for those of you who are so easily prescribed, the willy-nilly prescriptions given out for the opioids. It doesn't make any difference whether you take an opioid or you take, it looks like regular anti-inflammatory like Aleve. It's the same thing, right?
Well, this is encouraging news published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, so-called JAMA, important medical journal. We already know that opioids are more dangerous than other treatment options, Doug, as you were alluding to, because the opioids put people at risk for accidental death and addiction. Well, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, ibuprofen, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like you mentioned one before, they're better than opioids at easing the intensity of chronic pain in the back, knees, or hips, according to the study this week published. And opioids are no better than these other drugs at reducing how much pain interferes with daily activities like walking, working, sleeping, or enjoying life. So really good news.
Good news. All right, let's take apart some of the other things that are here that people will benefit from hearing you discuss. I noticed that 23andMe has been approved by the FDA to evaluate cancer risk. I've had a 23andMe test, and I think I'm about to sneeze. Carrie, why don't you go to a commercial for a sec?
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? All Revlon cosmetics are buy one, get one 50% off. Plus, Cadbury Mini Eggs and Hershey's Easter Kisses Eggs and Miniatures are buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weekly ad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
It makes me proud that my listeners have been providing so much support to the Purple Heart Foundation. Your car and cash donations are helping every day to make a difference in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and I'm not just talking about the emotional and psychological challenges either. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous red tape associated with receiving benefits. It's heartbreaking to think about how many veterans just give up. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
23andMe.
take two on 23andMe. So I sent in about a month and a half ago the things that were required in order to get an evaluation. I haven't gotten the information back yet because they say it takes 6 to 8 weeks to evaluate it, and then they give you all this stuff back again. A lot of people don't do. This is one step further, Ken, than Ancestry, because it gives you a lot of information about your medical as well as your historical origins.
It looks at your genes.
Yeah, right. So 23andMe has a genetic test. I'm not doing an ad for them. I'm just telling you that this is what they do, and now they're going to focus on whether or not you're at risk for cancer. So some of the things that they have already been okay to do was check your risk for dementia or other things. They ask you, you know, when I took this, I don't think I told you this. When I took the one night, I got to California late, and the thing was sitting there, and I just decided I wanted to get it done. So I stayed up pretty much through the night. It took almost 3 hours. I had gotten in late, and I was going to go to bed, and I said, I'll just stay up and do the program. It took me almost 3 hours to go through their questionnaire to answer all the questions about my background, heredity, what was my lifestyle, what I eat, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a very thorough checkup. And I think depending on what comes back, I'll reserve my enthusiasm for telling you to go do it until after I see what the results are. But this particular test checks for genetic variants on what they call the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. What are those?
Those are genes that are associated with increased risk of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and very important for especially women, but they'll tell you guys also who are at increased risk of breast cancer. And the 23andMe also tells someone about increased risk of prostate cancer in men and some other less common cancers.
Mm-hmm. The test identifies the genetic variants and then informs you. There's apparently some sect in Judaism that if you are a descendant of that, you're really in line for cancer. Isn't that interesting that it would be, I don't know, I think sometimes people confuse religious Jews and ethnic Jews. Do you agree with that? Some people are both, and some people are not necessarily religious Jews, but they're ethnic Jews. And I wonder where this might, the genetic testing is bringing people around to this. They have specifically identified a particular sect in Judaism. If you're a descendant of that, then you're going to be more likely, like really likely, to get cancer. I just find that fascinating.
Ashkenazi Jews are apparently at higher risk of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. And
why would that be, do you think?
It's all in the genes.
Yeah, but where do they come? What's the derivation? The Ashkenazi Jews come from where?
Why this developed? It's one of those things. There was a mutation, and you know, a lot of inbreeding, and then that just amplifies that mutation, and that's what happens.
Inbreeding, very dangerous, isn't it?
Well, I'm using the word inbreeding, and you know, just I don't mean what you're thinking, but I mean just within. A small minority.
We know each other well enough to know what we're thinking. That's it. And then I think that's probably true. All right, here's something else that I find fascinating, and I hope the audience does as well. I pick these things out, and you pick your things out, because we think it's going to be relevant to people who want to get more information. The most expensive age in which to be alive. There is the health and well-being, the way you live your life, whatever it is, the most expensive age is 31. 31-year-olds typically in the midst of a mix of getting married, having children, saving for a house, and their health is liable to be... this is what got me about this. 31-year-olds generally have the best health at that age in your life. Do you remember what you felt like when you were 31? You were still in medical school, right, when you were 31?
I was still in training. I was out of medical school, but in training. But this is when most people, not most doctors, but some doctors, a lot of doctors, but not everyone, you know, you're thinking about getting married, having children, saving for a home. And also, this was a British study, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Yep. So does that not apply? Do you think that there is enough difference in where we live to...
I think this is an expensive time. I think another expensive time is the time at the end of life when all your medical bills are so high.
Right, close to the end of life. And that's where the insurance comes, it'll tell you. And thus remember when there was all the controversy about whether it would be a committee that decided... That was the rap on Obamacare. There's going to be a committee of people who would decide whether you could live or die. And I don't think that didn't come to pass, but still, it was never there. But I mean, there were some societies.
It was there, but not instituted. But that shell is even gone now.
Yeah, it is. Okay, all right. Superbugs. This sounds like it would be the name of a new movie. Superbugs. The discussion of how to take an antibiotic or find an antibiotic to get rid of some of this new dangerous bacteria that's around. Populations of bacteria viewed as impervious to some antibiotics. So my question is, this research being done at Emory University, why are they doing this in the first place? Isn't it dangerous? They admit in the story that I saw in the Wall Street Journal that this thing could get out and it would be horrible because there's really no way of... It's a mutating bacteria that can't be treated by any antibiotic. So why the hell would they be messing with it if they don't know how to control it?
Well, because there are concerns in real life that this will happen.
Do you think in your experience as a doctor that this could happen?
There's a race. There's a race going on side by side about the bacteria trying to mutate to stay ahead of the antibiotics, which are continuously needing to be improved. And fortunately, the antibiotics are staying ahead of the mutation of the bacteria. But at times, it gets pretty close. So the big major concern is that a bug mutates and becomes totally resistant to any antibiotic that's around. So this kind of research needs to be going on in real time all the time because there's not enough distance, even right now, between what we have for antibiotics and the bugs and their ability to create resistance to the antibiotics.
All right, let me see if I understand this correctly. What you're saying is that what I hear you saying, my interpretation is that the bacteria has a mind of its own and is smart enough to be able to somehow or other in a collective be able to get beyond. We develop antibiotics, antibodies in our body to forestall the impact of bad bacteria. So we continue to put them off, but they continue to find ways to get around whatever it is.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a very good accountant gets around all the IRS rules.
Well,
IRS comes up with a rule, and the accountant figures out how to get around it.
Well,
is that what this is?
I don't want to talk about the IRS, but that's exactly what is going on with these bugs, that they are clever and they have genetic changes that allow them to get around these antibiotics, and we have to continuously evolve the antibiotics to stay ahead. Ongoing battle.
Think about that, though. I mean, think about the implications here.
And that's why we
bacteria
don't use,
aren't
that's
even
why
visible.
We don't use plain old penicillin rarely anymore, because as we introduce the first antibiotic, the bugs figure out ways to get around it.
But and that's what I'm saying. We think of ourselves as so smart. We haven't figured out how to do stuff like that. I guess we kind of do. But the fact that this is a often not a single cell organ, but it's not visible. Most bacteria is not visible to the naked eye, right? No, you can't look at something, a piece of paper, and see that there are bacteria crawling across there, or maybe the stuff that I see on the farm. You know, I'm not going to see that stuff. But yet they can think.
They divide so rapidly, and it's hard to know whether it's part of a nervous system that does this, but it's a genetic reflex, and it's survival. It's just built into all living beings to survive, and that's the beauty of how the living organisms work, and their drive to survive is to evolve and get around these resistances that antibiotics create.
So isn't, you know, some in the horror movies or some of the futuristic sci-fi movies or on the X-Files, you sometimes hear there's a theory involved, and it more or less is what we've just been talking about. Some bacteria takes over and kills all humanity, and they become the predominant species
right.
on the planet.
The superbug will be that bug where there's no antibiotic, sensitive, effective, and it just takes over. And that, you know, people who think about this do stay up at night worrying about it.
So a superbug, I don't want you to stay up at night and worry about it, because not much.
Well, I'm not, but I let other people are working on that, and that's why this kind of research needs to go on extremely carefully, because obviously you don't want these bugs to get out, but it's always gone on forever. You know, when I was an intern at Duke in the early 1980s, we used a lot different antibiotics back then than we do now, because most of the antibiotics that were really effective in the 1980s don't work anymore against so many of the organisms.
So for those of us who don't like the drug companies because they think they're screwing us 85 ways from Sunday, perhaps you ought to step back a little bit.
They're
and
keeping
be
us
thankful
alive.
In part that there are some bacteria, that are some drug companies and drugs being created that would keep these bacteria from taking over the world. Doug Steffen with an addendum to our Good Day Health show, a focus on dementia and how positive beliefs about aging may reduce your risk of dementia. Thinking positively about aging may significantly reduce or eliminate your risk of dementia, according to a new study that also found alcohol consumption is one of the largest risk factors for early onset dementia. Published in the journal in England, Lancet, the observational study utilized a sample size of 1 million French people, who 57,000 of whom had early onset dementia. 57% of that group were heavy drinkers. One of the researchers on the study said that often it's too late to reverse the effects after you've been drinking heavily for a long time. Aim of the study and this body of work is to reveal the link between alcohol use and long-term health problems, to stop chronic disease, behavioral disorders. Preventative measures are the way. Don't. In other words, I guess the bottom line here is I'm going to say this in a pejorative way, dumb enough to overconsume alcohol, all kinds of things can happen. What this does, the alcohol lowers the white matter, the quality of the white matter in your brain, which is associated with memory loss. So you'll see more often than not, people who get dementia have consumed lots of alcohol in their lives. And then there's the other business about perceptions of old age, part of the other study I was talking about. If you say to yourself, the older I get, the more I feel useless, come on, that's foolish. Stress is a factor, too, in the development of dementia, so it's all those things. Feeling good about yourself, having too much stress in your life, and drinking too much. Modify and be moderate. That's the word of the day. From Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a continuing conversation. This conversation never ends, and it shouldn't, because the complexity of what's going on in the world of your medical coverage, your health, your well-being, covered by our conversations on Good Day Health, underscored by appearances by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here with us, continuing to go over all of the information that becomes prevalent every week. He studies the journals, all the things that are being written about various health issues, studies that are done, that sort of thing. And I find this to be very interesting. Babies who resemble their father are healthier by the time they get to their first birthday. That's an interesting overview of reality, Ken.
Yes, fathers are important. This is published this week in the Journal of Health Economics that, in fact, the news this week is that babies that most resemble their father are found to be significantly healthier when they reach the one-year mark. Children living in single-mother families, Doug, have poorer levels of health. This effect is measured even when socioeconomic factors are taken into account.
Why? Why would that be? What would be the reason? Is it psychological? Is it spiritual? Is it mental? Is it physical? What is it? Why?
That's the next study. They especially conclude in this report, in this publication, they don't know the mechanism, and more study and research is indicated.
Is it that they look like their fathers? Is that when we talk about resembling your father,
correct,
isn't the assumption that it would be you look like your father?
They look like their father.
Hmm. It's very interesting. Thinking back about my two children, and maybe you think about your daughter, what she looked like when she was born, what my children looked like when they were born, or all of you.
I could not deny her.
Well, the things that change when Megan was born, for example. This is probably the happiest moment of my life when I saw her come out in the incubator. She was, her hands and legs were flailing around, and she was yelling and screaming, and she looked like my wife's father at that point. Her face looked just like her grandfather, and then it changed. So now if you look at her, she looks just like a Stefan. She has a couple of cousins that look just like her. She looks amazingly like my mother.
She's pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, she is healthy.
Well, they're consistent with
the study. But it's changed over the course of her life. Our looks change, and it's amazing. People say, I look like my father now. Well, I never thought I looked like my father.
At 1 year, who did she look most like? That's what this
study
said.
Megan, at 1 year, looked mostly like her mother.
Well,
what I remember.
So be it.
But she didn't look like her grandfather at all, though. She looked like her mother. And then she, over the course of her being a teenager, by the time she got to be 16, 17, 18 years old, she looked just like her cousin, who looked just like a Stefan.
Well, this study didn't go that far. It just went, looks at 1 year.
Right. Okay, let's stay with a baby theme, shall we, for another moment or two. Vaccines and their impact on the immune system of babies. I wonder why this was studied.
Well, to reassure parents, this research was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It shows, Doug, that there's no evidence that routine vaccines somehow dampen kids' immune systems. This new study suggests the theory of overloading an infant's immune system is highly unlikely, so parents can now better understand the safety and benefits of vaccinating on time.
So what would be the... I never heard this theory before. I know that there's argument back and forth between people who support vaccines and who don't, but I've never, ever heard before that they claim that vaccines would weaken your immune system. I don't see how they would have... Is it a theory that the material in the vaccines would attack your immune system?
Correct, just overload it.
Uh-huh. And that's not true, apparently, according to this study. Anyway, all right. That's just the whole philosophy about having a strong immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Matter of fact, it's probably a good time for us to put in a good word for the immune system. Balance of Nature is the company that produces these fruits and vegetables that if you haven't heard about, you haven't tried them, maybe it would be a good time for you to do it. You know, eating more fruits and vegetables is important. It's the key to getting all the vitamins into your body. And as Kendall said, it's better to eat this stuff than not. But how many people are eating 10, 11 different fruits and as many different vegetables a day? You can get, however, the production of all of those elements in the capsules that are dried fruit and dried vegetables produced exclusively by the folks at Balance of Nature. And they will guarantee that the food products are whole and perfect. So go online to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJB, and order in the enhancement for your immune system, Balance of Nature, whole ripened fruits and vegetables. They're for the offering free. The first month supply is free when you use DJV, the code DJV. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.